Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is Joe Flacco going to save the Cleveland Browns season? And go.
I don't know if it's going to save the season. I do think that he's more stable than P.J. Walker. I mean, P.J. can't even see over the line.
Yeah, you can't start P.J.
No, and if DTR is out, you know, obviously Flacco's not mobile, but we're not asking him to go out there and, you know, throw for 350 yards. We're asking him to not turn the ball over, right? Hand the ball off to Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt. And by the way, Ford had 7 yards a carry on Sunday.
Yeah, that's good, right?
That's pretty good.
Okay, somebody should tell someone in the Browns that.
And I think there are good enough weapons on the outside that Flacco can throw a ball that is catchable and give him a chance to win these games, because that's the only hope, is that like we somehow find, again, like lightning in a bottle with Flacco. He's old. We know that. The one time he was in the postseason, like he's playoff Joe. Like that's the thing that gives me a little optimism maybe, is that like get him in the system, let him play the next few weeks. You're not playing great teams. I mean, the Rams and Jags are the toughest matchups. Well, the Texans too, I guess. But like, you're playing the Bears, you're playing the Jets, you're playing the Bengals. Those are three games that I think Joe Flacco can win.
Here's the thing. I'm going to steal an old Ken Silverstein bit here and say that I have an ABPJ philosophy, which is anybody but PJ Walker. Now, I do think if DTR gets cleared by Wednesday, which I would be shocked, and I think everybody else would be shocked, like, if he were to get cleared by Wednesday, I think it's a conversation about DTR or Joe Flacco. Because I actually saw something in that game, and I don't think that's a mirage. I think the kid was getting confidence.
Yeah, but I also think there's something to be said, too. I mean, like, Joe Flacco is, like, damn near the same age as Stefanski.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those guys have probably been talking a lot about ball
mm-hmm.
over the last week since he's been here. And I think Stefanski also understands, like, hey, like I just said, there's three games on the schedule left that are definitely winnable and you're going to be favored in, and that puts you at 10 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got to find a way to get those 10 wins.
Yeah, I agree. But I would say that you can really only pull the Flacco cord once, because if it doesn't work, the injury kind of gives you an opportunity here with DTR to Wally Pip him and give him more time just to see Flacco if you're thinking like that, if you're the Browns. What I would say is, though, you can really only pull that cord once. And that if he goes out there instead in the place of DTR and bleeps the bed, then I think you have real problems selling to the locker room, okay, we're going to go back to DTR for the third time. And I think that's, again, the injury complicates and conflates all this. But the greater issue is, I'd rather Joe Flacco knowing 10 plays in this offense than P.J. Walker knowing the whole damn playbook.
Listen, Flacco knows how to play from under center. All he's got to do is inside zone, outside zone, and, you know, some hitches here and there, maybe a couple deep shots, a screen here and there. Like it's like you said, 10 plays.
I think the bigger question is just the O-line. Like when we started talking about the Chicago game or the Jacksonville
the one thing
game.
Flacco has always pretty much been known to get the ball quick. And so that would be vital for this offense.
I think so, but I think his greatest value is going to be if he can connect on shots down the field. So like those
he's
are ones
a big arm.
He does, but those are ones you're going to have to trust your own line with. And I thought Christian actually had some good moments yesterday. He also had some pretty brutal moments yesterday. And you can see a guy that is probably more of a swing tackle, if anything, right now. I cannot believe I'm saying this, and this is the great moment of reckoning for Browns fans. I kind of feel like I don't really want to go to Joe until Jed is back. Because then I think behind your full offensive line, then I think you'll really give him a chance.
Yeah,
I'm a little worried.
You saw that hit on DTR. There's no way he's playing this week.
I would be shocked. And if
after what we've seen with some of the other quarterbacks in this league that have come back too soon, especially the Tua situation last year, I just don't know how anybody can put a quarterback out there 1 week removed from a pretty vicious hit.
I mean, if he gets cleared, he gets cleared. You know what I mean?
I understand that, but like Tua got cleared and like shouldn't have.
I think
this kid's a rookie, man. You got to look out for his future.
I really struggle with this because on one hand, if you protect a player from a concussion and coming off a concussion, I'll never be mad at you. On the other hand, like what? I know the doctors work for the team. The independent neurologist doesn't. But like, if the doctor says he's good to go, then he should be good to go. And then I think between Joe and DTR, I think it's a difficult conversation.
Well, it's also too, Nick. I mean, it's not just the doctors that are going to give the clearance. I mean, the player's got to be symptom free.
Mm-hmm.
And if the player's coming in and says, "Hey, the light's bothering me" or something, like you're not playing.
Now, this being said, when Joe Flacco inevitably, because it feels inevitable at this point, when he does come in, would be a good idea to run the ball. Just saying, yeah. Like that would be if like Jerome Ford in that instance.
If Flacco starts this game against the Rams. It's going to be one of those deals where, again, they've got the upper hand. They've got the better quarterback. They've got the better offense and all these things. And Stafford's played well as of late. I mean, who'd they just beat? Like, beat the brakes off?
Arizona.
I mean, with Murray, though, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So, like, this is not an easy game. And it's a road game.
Rich, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Yeah, a few callers back. The guy was praising Stefanski. If you got a team that is just about dead last in coverage for the run, you run the damn ball. Don't pass it.
All right, Rich, we appreciate you, buddy. He's still pissed about that call from about 15 minutes ago. Yeah, I get it. I also think, like, I don't think it's as simple anymore. It's going to sound like a defense of Kevin Stefanski, and it's not intended as one. I also don't think it's as simple as you run the ball, you pass the ball. Like, I'm not trying to fight Pat Shurmur on this one or even fight Kevin Stefanski from earlier this year. But, like, I think teams around the NFL show. I think Cincinnati with Burrow has shown the ability to use the short passing game in lieu of the running game. And so I think the problem yesterday is you just didn't have enough big plays. And DTR was starting to cook a little bit, guys. But it was too little too late. And you just weren't like, you didn't get Jerome the ball in space. You tried to, and then he was basically connected at the ass with Jerron Christian. But like you didn't get Elijah the ball enough in space. Like your playmakers didn't make enough plays, and the playmakers who were getting the ball were dropping the ball. But like I think it's a little overly simplistic to just say, well, he didn't run the ball, so he's a bad coach. They were actually having some success. They were doing okay, and it's still a limited offense. Let's go with LaVon. LaVon, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
What's that much, buddy? What you got?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I was disappointed in that play call that reversed. That cost us the game, and that changed the momentum. And it got the defense out there and got Myles Garrett hurt. First of all, we are a good defensive team, and our running game is our top thing. So you should run the ball and stop trying to do them passes. I mean, having 12 to 16, we could have won the game.
I don't think the next drive is when Miles got hurt. I actually think Miles got hurt earlier in the game. I think people are starting to conflate things. The reverse play was not why Miles Garrett got hurt. Miles is already playing with one hand for, I actually think, all of the second half, if I'm remembering correctly. So, yeah, it was a bad play call.
Not great, Bob.
Guys, it was a bad play call. It happened. Like, come on. What are we doing here?
Why do we have to get so cute too? Like, you know, you put the tight end under center. Guy doesn't take snaps.
Yeah, but that also worked early in the season.
Okay.
Like they got first downs that way. Like at the time, when those plays work, the reverse thing, you've tried it all season, it hasn't worked. I do understand the frustration with it, but like it's one play. And the timing of the play that I think sunk them.
I get it, man, but like you've got a quarterback who takes snaps under center the whole game.
Yeah, but I agree. I think we can all agree Kevin gets too cute. I think that's fair. But I think that's
and
when
like
he lost
the
game.
Inopportune times.
Yes, yes. Does not have the best timing. They're also 7-4, and like they had as many execution issues yesterday as possible. Mm. If your main takeaway from yesterday's game is that reverse play, like there were a million other mistakes. Like, there were execution mistakes. There were coaching mistakes. There were refereeing mistakes, for the love of God. Like, I didn't come away feeling like, yes, was the reverse play with P.J. Walker, was it probably the moment that truly put the game out of reach? Yes. It's probably not the only moment. Like, I don't believe, I know that you can get hyper-literal and go to, like, the goal line play for Seattle with New England that literally lost them the Super Bowl. But, like, most of the time, guys, it's like four or five plays that lose you a game. It's four or five plays that win you a game. And, like, I think we're just hammering the reverse call. It's not why you lost. It's why Denver pulled away. But, like, the DTR injury was way more instrumental. The Greg Newsom pass interference call early in that game. That gave Denver an insane amount of momentum early in the game, and it was a bad call. And granted, I don't think it was 50-50 yesterday with referees. I think it was much closer to 60-40. The Browns got bad calls than Denver did. But like still, like that was a crucial call that gave Denver, 30 yards, 40 yards in the air when they're the home favorite? Like, that is as instrumental in the loss, but it just didn't happen. It wasn't the last catastrophic failure they had. It's a bad play. It was one bad play. There were about 80 other plays that happened yesterday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.